establishing effective communication. You know the rest, through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and man, I'm so happy today because I have my baby, my rib, my sweet thing, 36, 24, 36. Ow, what a winning hand. My wife is in the building with me today, so you know I'm hyped up. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to my beautiful wife. Come on in, girl. Say your name.
Katasha Riley.
Come on, listen. We are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to the mighty, mighty Eufaula, Alabama, where all the Gators are at and surrounding areas. And today's Sunday conversation, man, it is going to be off the chain. I have in the studio with us live Mr.
Xavius Muhammad. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, man. It is absolutely a pleasure. Now, Mr. Xavier Muhammad, my brother, young brother. How old are you, Mr.
I'm 37. It's Xavius.
Xavius, my young brother. Man, I remember when I was that age, man. Good Lord. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into it. Let's talk about boss communications. What is boss communications, and what inspired you to start the company?
Boss Networks is a telecom company that I've started not only to just be an entrepreneur myself and make sure that I could build a small business and provide opportunities to those who are interested in the telecom world and the electrician world, but also to be an example for those who are looking into starting their own businesses. I come from the humble streets of the west side of Atlanta, from a little town called The Bluff. And if you know where that is, you know that it's hard to see anybody come out of those type of situations and, achieve things such as owning your own business. Some of the people where I'm from, their biggest achievement is becoming a manager at Foot Locker. You know, so what I want to do is be an example to show those people, no matter where you're from, you don't have to be a product of your environment, that you can build something bigger than yourself that can help your whole community.
Man, I love that. But why telecommunications?
Well, actually, I did telecom when I was in the military. I did 10 years in the Army. And what I learned in the Army were invaluable skills with telecom. We worked with Signal. We worked with the maintenance department who did maintenance and maintaining the radios and the communications. And what we learned in the Army is communication is like the most important part of your strategy into achieving your mission. Without communication, your team can't operate.
You cannot move.
Yes, sir.
You cannot move.
Yeah.
Shoot, communicate, move on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into it. As a young entrepreneur, why is being an entrepreneur in this time important to you?
Well, in this time, we need more opportunities. I'm a big advocate for my culture and my community, the black people. So I'm all about providing opportunities for those people in my community. And being an entrepreneur, you provide countless opportunities. The bigger your business grows, the more people that you can help. And I'm just all about helping my community and giving people the opportunity to learn something new, to make some money, you know. And I always try to encourage them to be their own bosses. Once you come work with me, I give you the ropes and show you the ropes on how to, because you're a contractor, to be in charge of your own time. Take advantage of these opportunities to build on them, you know?
You know, as a fellow entrepreneur, I remember when I was working, I started out working in a barbershop called OJ's Barbershop on St. Mary's Road. And it was a great barbershop, great environment, man, great people worked there. I was making great money, but just something in me clicked one day. And I said, you know what? If I'm doing this for somebody, surely I could do it for myself. Right. And that was in 2001. 2002 maybe, and I step out on faith. And when I tell you, man, it's been 23 years, that was the best decision I ever made, to step out there and be my own man, be an entrepreneur. And everyone is not built for this road, because this road is something else.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember at a point when I opened up my business, thank God I didn't have to do this, but I was sitting down when I was doing my business plan, I was going over my budget and everything else. And I'm like, look, either I'm going to be able to pay this mortgage or I'm going to pay this lease.
Right.
And I wanted that business so bad. I'm like, man, look, I was willing to let go of that mortgage and live in the back of my barbershop if I had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad I wanted this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank God I didn't have to do it. But when you talk about being an entrepreneur, you're literally talking about sacrifice.
Yes.
And a lot of people are not built for the sacrifice. But if you are, man, the reward is outstanding.
It reminds you of your marriage a little bit, don't it? Come on, man. Come on. It reminds you of your marriage.
Yeah, you better say it, man.
Shout out to my wife, Amanda. We've been married 15 years. And it kind of reminds, just you saying that reminds me of the marriage. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it, you know? And it's the sacrifices that count the major way on the back end. So the sacrifices you put in the front end, dedicating yourself to your wife, doing those things to make her happy and build her up. On the back end, you start getting the results of that. You got a person who can take care of home, that can manage things when you can, you know, when you take a step back, they can step up and, you know, take control of the house and the kids and the family and stuff like that. It's the same thing with the business. You gotta sleep in the back of your car sometimes, you know. Sometimes you gotta take those hits and pay payroll out your own paycheck. Trust me, I've been there a few times.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those sacrifices that you make then provide the opportunity for you to get bigger and bigger opportunities on the back end. So we've had contracts over $200,000 for one contract. And I started off doing daycares for like $3,000. So,
come on, man.
You know, those sacrifices that you make go a long way, you know.
Come on, man. I don't think people really understand, man, how those sacrifices, man, turn out in the end. But my marriage, my wife and I, we talk about the business of marriage, because you have to take care of your business in order to have a successful marriage. But I want to get into this. My mentor told me, shake as many hands as possible in business. And so how important is networking in business?
Just as important as communication. So communication, you're connecting dots. You have to transfer a message from one end to another. Networking is the same way. You got to connect dots. Humans, as together, we're kind of not smart individually. We're not the brightest bulbs individually, but if you put a whole bunch of bulbs in one room, you light up the whole room, and that's how humans are. You put a lot of us together, we could build a rocket. If I tell you to build a rocket by yourself, you'd be there a long time trying to figure out where this piece goes, where to twist this screw and stuff like that. And it's all a part of networking too. So the more of us that are, you know, have similar goals and it can help each other, we can achieve have a bigger success on the other end, you know.
Man, you're saying something. The Bible talks about an ant. By itself, an ant can't do much. But if you ever see ants working together, man, mm-hmm. they can take down things 100 times their size.
Right.
And that should tell us something in the future.
Right.
Listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Xavius from
Boss Networks.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. And today's Sunday Conversation is entitled Bossed Up Telecommunications. I'm going to say that again.
I like that.
Today's Sunday Conversation is entitled Bossed Up Telecommunications. All right, Miss Xavier, let's talk about the importance, because I believe customer service before COVID and customer service after COVID are two different type customer service. I don't know what happened to customer service, but how important as an entrepreneur is customer service? Because I'm gonna tell you something. I had a business meeting last night, and I had an interaction. One of my friends invited me to a place, and I had an interaction. And I purchased the product, but I purchased the product based off the relationship I had with my friend, not off the dude that was actually selling the product. Because truthfully, I didn't like the interaction, the customer service that he had.
Right.
And I only purchased the product because of relationships with my friend. And so
right.
I'm gonna go back to it. How important is customer service?
Customer service, especially in my industry, could be the most important factor in you keeping your business. For example, if you go to a construction site and your task is to complete all the communications and internet on that site, and for some reason you're not the most swell guy to get along with, they'll kick you off the site and your whole company off the site, and they'll spread word to their other businesses not to do business with you anymore. And you'll be looking for contracts and you'll be wondering why you can't find them. But it's that bad impression that you left on someone. And on the other side of that coin, I've had plenty of contracts, just like you said, based off the relationships that I've had with people. So networking, the customer service that you provide after you get the job, the customer service you provide can literally put the oil on those gears to get you started and to get you rolling without too much friction, you know? So yeah, customer service right up there with communication and networking. You're hitting some very important points of business ownership.
Hey, man, listen, my wife and I are in business together.
Yes.
Well, let me take that back. I work for my wife. I work for my wife, but
sure do.
She let me make a couple of decisions.
Yes, sir.
But when you're talking about customer service, I tell people this. I don't care whether or not my wife spilled coffee on me, the dog bit me, both she making me late for work. When we come in those doors, customers only can care about one thing, and that's that product, what you produce.
Mm-hmm.
And so customer service, man, is so important in business, man. I can't tell you how important customer service is, which is a great segue to my next question. How important is having a healthy business atmosphere for your business? Because, you know, like I said, we work together. And for the most part, my wife and I, we get along great. But that atmosphere, man, it has to be an atmosphere that's conducive for everyone to feel comfortable.
Yeah. So I think that's very important. Going back to the customer service thing, that atmosphere is built by the people that you employ. And that's the only way you're going to get great customer service. It's kind of weird that the people talking to the frontline customer aren't the people owning the business most of the time. So they don't give the most, effort when it comes to customer service. But the person who feels that impact the most is the business owner. So I think it's very important to build that great atmosphere so you can provide these things like good customer service, good communication, and these things help your business thrive. So as a business owner, you should be all about creating the best atmosphere for your employees and the people who come do, service with your business.
You know, we're talking about business, but when we're talking, it's like I heard that, let's go to church.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a messed up usher, a nasty attitude usher, the pastor might be amazing.
Yeah.
But if the usher messed up, you might not come back to that church. And the usher is the first line of that church business of the church.
Yes, sir.
And so that was just a side. You have something to say, beautiful wife?
Actually, both of you answered the question, but that front counter, it can make you or break you.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, as a stylist, and having a shampoo assistant, you have to have somebody that is actually trained in customer service, but actually trained to do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to, matter of fact, they have to bring it even the more.
Yes, ma'am.
Because if they don't, then they can just destroy and kill the whole vibe.
And it seems like they don't care because they're not the ones seeing the numbers on the back end or seeing the people not return. It's not affecting their paycheck, Well, for hair salon or barbers, it kind of does a little bit because the clientele that they get, that's how they make their money. But for the most part, if you're a Chick-fil-A, you don't care if you're rude to the customer because your paycheck is going to be the same based off how many hours you give. So, yeah, that's you, the atmosphere. They have to be you. You want the hairstylist, the shampooer to be you if you were doing that. But you also have to run the business, too. So you got to create that atmosphere and build them up to be a little you. So
how important you think teamwork, it's a saying that says teamwork make the dream work. So uniformed, those type of things, being on one accord, having briefings, how important is that in your business?
I got two amazing business partners. Shout out to Jonathan and Brandon, because I couldn't do this without them. They're more than business partners. They're my brothers I grew up with since high school. And the teamwork with when we work together, we get the most done. And sometimes I can't beat her. I got a daughter in college. She just started college, going to Kennesaw State University. She just started yesterday. And my son starting high school. And I'm in this real transition point in my life where I'm really balancing family and business. And some days, like, they're at the job site right now and I'm here, and I got two of my best business partners on the job site making sure that everything is going on the way it should be going on. We're making the relationships that we need. We're setting the impact that we need. They gave me a good text saying, hey, the guys we're working with said they got 3 more projects for us. And on the project that we're on right now, I've barely been there. I've been there like 15% of the time when I'm usually the person there 90% of the time. But this point in my life, I'm trying to pour into my daughter, man. I love her. She's gone to college. She got an apartment now. And I'm really focusing on that. And my partners, they're understanding. They're working with me, and they're knocking this project out without me, So if without teamwork, I couldn't do it. I tell them that all the time. I couldn't do it without my wife. Like if my wife wasn't there to support me and not just encourage me, but she does the back of the back office work. She puts those invoices together. She tracks the hours for my employees and stuff. She's my road dog, man. She's my running partner, and I couldn't do it without her either. So teamwork, like I said, humans individually, we're not capable of much, but together we can accomplish anything.
Y'all heard that. Teamwork make the dream work. So shout out to Team Overflow.
You know, it's so funny. My next question actually has something to do with your previous statement. How important is taking care of the business of business? When we're talking about getting the right license, we're talking about making sure that the taxes are taken care of. Because a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people, and they have great ideas, but they don't understand necessarily like LLC, sole proprietor, what license do I need? How do I pass out these 1099s and stuff like that? So how important is the business of business?
But the business of business, you're only going to go as far, like I said, like a marriage, as you put into it. With our marriage, you like your girl or you like the dude, you know, but that only takes you so far. You got to get to know him. And then once you get to know him, y'all going to start finding differences between you guys. Personality differences, you know, just things that you might like and dislike. And if you base it on your own understanding, you know, it's only going to go that far. You have to put that research and development time into your marriage the same way you put it into your business to figure out the problems that can be fixed, some things that you should probably move on from and take care of later, or things you need to take care of immediately. Without that business education, your business is not going to go far. If you don't get an LLC, you're not operating a business. If you don't do your taxes, people are going to be knocking on your door that you don't want to be knocking on your door if you get to that point where you're making a certain amount of money. You know, business education is super important. Where it's gotten me, I'm now considering going back to get my MBA. I have my bachelor's, but I'm going to get my MBA in business just so I can make sure that everything is G to G with my business. But just making sure that I have my business partners and my wife helping me out. We make sure all the tax documents are correct, the operating as a foreign entity, because I started my business in Virginia and now we're operating in Georgia. So having my foreign entity operation license in order, it's just less of a headache, less things you have to think about when you're working on your day to day. And it's less things that are going to bite you out of nowhere that you're going to think is going to bite you out of nowhere. But these are the things that you should have taken care of in the beginning, and it's going to hold your business back. So it's very important to business education. I can't tell you what all books to read, but some good books to read is Credit is King, Atomic Habits, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. These are great books that not only helps you build your personal development and growth, but also help you get that business mindset that you need to be an entrepreneur out here in today's society.
When you talk about books, I start off reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Who Stole My Cheese, and I think a book called The Energy Bus. And both of them, man, is like they changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about the business of business, I hate to keep going back to COVID, but COVID taught a lot of business owners that their stuff wasn't together as they thought, because there was a lot of funding, a lot of things were available for people who had their business in order.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't have their business in order, and they wouldn't authorize for these fundings. And so you want to make sure that your business is being taken care of, because something could come down the tube which could actually help your business that might be free, such as a grant or something like that.
Let me add this. Since COVID, a lot of people, like you said, funding and stuff like that, and a lot of people were entering the entrepreneurship world. My advice to these people is just take it slow, because I think a lot of people are trying to rush into it and try to get as much funding as they can, and as much money and as much business and as much employees and as much as they can, without taking it one step at a time. You know, for example, if you're going to start a car dealership, a lot of car dealerships start off selling one or two cars out their yard, you know, and then they'll grow and get a smaller lot and start selling a little couple pre-owned cars and stuff like that until they learn the business, bump their head a couple times. They understand what things they need to avoid and what things they need to be looking for. They start learning that they need a tax lawyer. They need a regular lawyer to keep them out of trouble. They read these books on their journey, and they become a more seasoned business owner by taking every necessary step to build themselves up instead of trying to rush to the end. When you go to college, you can't rush to your senior year and graduate, you know. And if you stack, I was telling my daughter, stack too many classes on in the beginning, then you're going to overwhelm yourself, and it's hard to kind of back down from that and start dropping classes once you well into the semester. Instead of taking it slow, do 3 or 4 classes at first, see what works well from you, and it's much easier to grow than to try to reduce from having too much. So I think people just take their time. So coming to this entrepreneurship world, take your time, take it slow, you know, and things, I'm a religious man. If it's for you, God will make sure it's good for you, you know, if you're doing it the right way. And if you're not, you're going to bump your head. And if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're going to keep making the same mistakes over and over. So take it slow.
You know, I want to add also, man, it's important to have a great mentor. So let's talk about how important is having a mentor in business.
I didn't have a mentor in my business. I can see the value in it. But what I can say is I'm not going to say I didn't have a mentor. I had a lot of micro mentors. And I say these are the people who entered and exited through my life but gave me little gems that I held on to, you know. And you got to be aware of these situations where you can get valuable information from people and hold on to the information because you never know when you're going to use it. I've had a lot of micro mentors that have.
I like that. I never heard of micro mentor, but yeah. I like that word.
Yeah.
I just came up with it
because.
Can I use
it? Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to take it.
Yes, sir.
Because everyone is not a major mentor. Some of them might be, they might just give you a word for that season or that time.
Right.
So I like that word, micro mentor.
Yeah. And I don't want to take away from anybody who's helped me get to where I am today. So. Where there wasn't that one person who was officially my mentor. I give credit to everybody who's from my Mr. Walkers, who was a teacher, my history teacher in 10th grade, to Aubrey Hicks, who gave me my first big opportunity as a telecom business. Just these people, my uncle, who taught me how to manage money when I was younger and stuff like that, you know. All these micro mentors really helped mold me be the entrepreneur and the boss that I am today, just taking from their gems and applying it to every single part of my life, you know.
Outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, our Sunday Conversation is entitled Bossed Up Communication with Mr.
Xavius.
Oh.
Boss Networks.
Okay, let's do a shameless plug, Xavius. Xavius?
Xavius.
Come on, man. Why should someone hire your company, Boss Communications?
Well, you will hire us if you want the job done right. That's what we do. If you go to our website, bossnetworksus.com, we offer a suite of services from distributed antenna systems that boost cell phone signals within buildings that don't get good signal. We've done that in Piedmont Hospital. We've done that for smaller hospitals in Tuba City, Arizona, which is a small Native American reservation. We've done artificial intelligence camera installations for Quick Trip on the whole eastern side of the United States, all the way from Illinois down to Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana. And what we do is just immaculate work. We want our product to look like it came with the building. So when we leave, you shouldn't notice our cameras. And if you do, it looked like it was supposed to be that way. We just pride ourselves on excellent customer service, an immaculate product, because we only offer the best of the best products, and making sure that the installation is just a clean, nice installation, that's not jarring when you see it. From beginning to end, from starting up the conversation about what work you need done to us doing the walkthrough and showcasing the product after we finish installing it, we offer a smooth and effortless service, you know, so you would not feel any regret after using our company at all. So, man, and being a small company, I just make sure that I'm in there at every point, just making sure that every point of that camera installation is good, every conversation with the customer is good. I'm on the phone with my people, and I'm checking with my customers, making sure everything is going smooth. So I'm just trying to be the Apple of telecom, you know?
Come on, man. I love that, brother. Look, in closing, brother, is there anything maybe that you would like to say that maybe we didn't cover?
Trust in yourself. Believe in yourself. You're capable of doing all those things that you think you can do. And if anybody told you can't, you know, use it as motivation to even go harder. Be a hater disprover. Like,
Come on.
Like, try to show them that all those people who don't want to see you do good, just do good in spite of them, you know, because it's only going to make you better at the end of the day. These are things that I try to tell myself because I don't want to be a product of my environment. So I just try to make sure that I accomplish my goals, hit success, and just be a high achiever every day. And everybody who's listening to this message, you're capable of doing the same thing.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.